Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I wanted to talk about
your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any hesidu. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about hesidu?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to talk about flooring, it then quickly, but we got a texter here earlier in the show. Isn't 40% for humidity at 0 degrees too high of humidity for an attic? Also, my window will get wet with 40% humidity. So, Mike, you shook your head. Go ahead with the attic comment.
In my opinion, 40% is too high, especially in the 0 degree weather. You risk the possibility of developing condensation in your attic if your attic space is not really hyper almost vented.
Okay.
You will develop humidity in the attic, and humidity in the attic can lead to mold, and that's never good.
And if you do get the sweating of the windows, you just have to turn it down.
All true. My point was that if you set your humidistat to 40 at 0 degrees, you will never achieve it.
Okay.
Your heating system.
Remember the challenge. Dave, I can't wait for you to go home and try this.
All right.
I can't wait for you to take
a video.
I'm
going to text him at 1:30 this morning.
Exactly. Look at it. I did it. I told you.
I'm going to send him a picture.
David, at 0 degrees and negative 10 or 20 wind chill, your heating system is pumping so much heat into your house that is going to dry up any effort of your humidistat to try to get to 40.
It has to compensate for my body heat.
I understand.
which runs hot.
All the hot air that's coming out of Dave.
Which runs excessively hot.
Right.
You should know that by now for the amount of time we spent together behind the microphone.
I didn't run that into
your
calculation.
Put that into your algorithm.
And when I go into our listeners' homes, the listener has to calculate that as well. Hey, Benny, can you pick up line one since Jack's not there? 312-981-7200. Tease your 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tease your segment because we got hit a break, and then we'll pick you up on the other side of the
break. We're going to talk about a topic, David, that comes up every year this time of the year, and that is, why are there gaps between floor planks?
Yes.
And what can you do about it, and why are they there in the first place? So we'll be talking about that.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
And there's nothing. It's temporary, generally.
It's wood.
Yeah. It's wood.
But we'll talk about that.
All right. And real quick, before we hit the break, 773 chimed in. You can put a fraud alert on your property with the Cook County Recorder of Deeds for free.
Yeah, I love that texter.
That's a great
energy. God bless to that texter.
It ended the text, love your show.
Yeah.
You would have gotten a quicker response if you would have put that at the beginning of your text.
That's okay. That's
love your show. By the way, you could put a fraud alert. Those get read a lot
all
quicker.
So you're saying the compliment goes first.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then whatever the text
does it
after.
Because you're going to get read a lot faster.
It's
love
like
you, love your show.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay. Boom.
Come on.
All right.
312-981-7200. We're going to come back with floor talk. Then Mike Houston's waiting in the bullpen after he's just upset the entire home inspection industry, which you retracted very cleanly. Nice job.
Thanks.
You've got a future in politics.
Yeah.
you upset people, then you clean it up, and then you clean up an aisle.
Still might upset people.
Right. The eggs. Somebody dropped eggs in aisle 5. Mike's there with the mop. Boom. Yeah. Done. Clean it up, move on.
Yep. Someday I'll be the president.
Hope God, no. You don't want that.
Of what?
Of his condo association.
You're way too young. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Jab.
I think the minimum requirement nowadays is like 75.
It was 35.
I know, but
okay.
It hasn't been trending that way. 312-981. I know that's in the books. You need to be 35, a U.S. citizen, and be breathing. 312-981-7200. Pass major background. Actually, you don't need to pass background checks anymore.
No, you don't.
312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we'll be back after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We had a very spirited conversation about flooring during the break. I'm like, why are we talking about it now? Save it for the air, but which we will get to because it's fascinating.
We forgot about it.
No, okay. You guys were talking about density and older wood and younger wood.
We got way
wood.
Into the weeds.
I know, which is we need to discuss it on air. But here, real quick, first, 847. Hey, Dave, why doesn't anyone talk about Glitza instead of polyurethane on wood floors, Igor?
Mm.
Well, what is Glitza?
Mostly because Glitza, which is an old school polyurethane coating, but it's an acid curing polyurethane coating. So what it basically is it's a great, very durable coating, but it's crazy toxic.
Huh.
And so with the movement and the push to really detoxify the paint industry and the coatings industry, products like Glitza have been sort of de-emphasized just based on their toxicity.
What's it been replaced with?
More environmentally safe and environmentally conscious products.
As effective as Glitza?
No. Just about. Well, the problem is the...
Oh, how many coats, too?
Well, it's the number of coats.
Yep.
It's the viscosity of the product, the thickness, the film thickness after it dries, the buffing procedures in between. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot
so
of
you
different
can still
steps
get
to it.
A Swedish finish.
We can achieve, a pretty durable coating without all the crazy toxicity,
Good.
And putting your workers in jeopardy.
And the homeowner.
And the homeowner.
So the crazy thing is with products like Glitza and others that are acid curing, it can cure for months.
Yeah.
And you're living in your home and you're inhaling that stuff. Yeah. So
and your kids are crawling on the floor putting their hands in their mouths.
Okay. They usually say like 3 months, right? Like it could get in your cabinets, it could get
but
in your walls.
But that's what makes it so durable, Jeremy, is that because it takes it so long to cure, it's such a slow curing product. That's
why asbestos
so
was so great, but it's awful.
What are the risks when you go to refinish a floor and you have to sand the
great
surface?
Great question.
You've got
nailed
fantastic
it, Mike.
Questions.
I know.
Today, Mike. You really do.
He took his medication this morning. He is focused.
His M&Ms are all in a row.
All of it, no less. So there is some risk, although by the time it's being refinished, everything has been cured out of it. So it's less of a concern actually refinishing it than it would be actually in the application stage.
Good. Cool. Yeah.
Let's talk about your topic, and then we'll talk about density of turn-of-the-century wood in the 1900s, because Mike had another great question.
Mike had a fantastic question off-air.
You want to address it now?
We can talk about it, because it kind of feeds into what we're discussing, and that is, you know, why...
What was Mike's question?
So Mike's question was...
Mike, what was your question?
What's the difference between wood that was installed, oak wood floors... that was installed 1910, 1920 versus wood floors now. Do the wood floors from the 1900s expand and contract like the ones now?
What a fantastic question. And it's fantastic for a variety of reasons. First of all, the short answer is floors installed or floors from the early 1900s will not expand and contract as much as flooring that was installed last year. Okay, or even within the last 10 years. And part of the reason for that is the density of the wood. So old growth flooring, which is where 100 years ago they would allow the tree to grow for 45, 50, 60 years, whereas today they're harvesting those trees, you know, at year 25, year 26, which is premature. So the density of that tree from 100 years ago was much, much more dense than it is now. And it had the benefit of going through over 100 cycles of air conditioning and heating. So in Chicago, where we go from 100 degrees in the summer to, you know, negative 20 in the winter, potentially, we put so much stress on that lumber and on those floor planks to expand and contract and keep their equilibrium point of moisture content seasonally as we transition. And that is why, David, you know, we want to talk about gaps and you know, why gaps are ever occurring in Chicago, why there's almost no way to really eliminate them completely. We've talked about acclimating our wood before installation
on
the
show.
So acclimation basically is bringing your wood to a particular moisture content before you install it in someone's home. And why it's important to have the proper moisture content is because you're trying to replicate or mimic the environment within the home prior to its installation so that it can work in concert with the home. And this is where they, you know, unfortunately, a lot of companies will skip that step. They'll drop the wood off on your house. You know, just the fact that they dropped it off doesn't mean they've acclimated it. Nobody's checking the moisture content. If the home is not in the correct humidity and temperature range when the wood is delivered. You can actually de-acclimate the wood. So it all starts with good quality wood, properly milled, properly acclimated, properly installed, and then the homeowner has the responsibility to take over and maintain that floor correctly by keeping it in a very specific temperature and humidity range year-round. And that range is between 30 and 50% relative humidity and between 60 and 80% temperature. And if you can keep it somewhere in that range, you're going to minimize those winter gaps that everybody, you know, has in their homes.
And you talked about a listener who once during the summer when the humidity levels are higher,
yeah,
had their heat on, and it was literally like a tropical forest in her home, and her floors were buckling because it was too humid in the home, because it was absorbing
yeah,
the water, and it was cupping, right?
Yeah, so she didn't have the heat on, she just wasn't running her air conditioning.
That's what it was.
She called, this was a client that called in and said, you know, I have something going on with my floors, I'm not sure what's going on. And we walked in and it was like walking into a jungle. It was like
so
a tropical
hot.
Yeah, it was you know, very hot, very humid, and her floors had expanded to the point where they were actually curling on the edges, almost like they were water damaged.
Wow.
And when we install floors, and Jeremy, you know this, when floors are installed, we always install with an expansion joint at the perimeter. Well, we removed that molding to see how much of that expansion joint was left, and there was none.
Whoa.
Wow.
In the middle of the summer,
because that floor had used up the entire expansion joint all the way around and had literally come into contact with the walls, even though the expansion joint that's left is a pretty sizable joint.
Yeah.
You know, she exceeded that joint and exceeded that expansion gap, and her floors were literally cupping because she wasn't humidifying or dehumidifying in her case.
Did you refer her to a rheumatologist for her circulation challenges? I mean, obviously she had something going on with her internal heating mechanism.
You know, there are actually a lot of people that do not
run.
They
don't like AC.
Yeah, they don't want to run it.
But get a dehumidifier then.
That's what we suggested.
Yeah, like,
and interestingly enough, it took about 2 months. Yeah. And her floors were absolutely back to normal, perfectly flat.
Come on.
It was a temporary condition.
It took 2 months dehumidifying that place.
Dehumidification.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, and David, if she didn't dehumidify, if she did nothing, that floor would have eventually flattened out on its own, because as soon as she turned on the heat for the winter,
dried it out.
Okay, yep. It would have dried out and it would have flattened out. So again, for everybody listening, if you don't have the ability to maintain that particular temperature and relative humidity range, you know, you should expect either contraction gaps in the winter or possibly cupping or buckling in the summer. But just know that those are temporary conditions, that they're not necessarily permanent, unless you've exceeded it to such a degree that you've caused physical damage to the floor, and then that would require professional assistance.
Phone number, if our listeners want to reach you.
Give us a call directly, please, at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And David, for everyone listening, if you want to try our line of cleaning products, please go to MrFloor.com and use the promo code WGN for a nice discount.
We had a caller or a Facebook, somebody asked, are there any stores locally that carry your product instead of going online?
Yeah. We actually, if you go to MrFloor.com, we have a list of local retailers that carry our products, you know, see which one is closer to you, and you can stop by there.
All right. And here's a comment before we hit the break here, 847. I'm going to stick with my Glitza, even though I'm growing a third eye.
Well, he's fine now. Again, it was just right when it's installed.
He's got that 3D driving down.
It's great.
Probably in the trucking industry or some type of transportation. Maybe
sure.
A pilot.
Maybe
312-981-720. Kind of be tough finding glasses, but that's another story for another day. Depends where the third eye is growing.
Correct.
You see, I dive deep. Now I've got all this thoughts of where the third eye is. Where do you place it? Is it in line with the other eyes? Is it lower on the nose?
Yeah.
Is it in the forehead?
Even on his face?
It might be on his hand.
Yeah.
We're just assuming it's him.
It could be. Yeah, we don't know.
There's probably a 98% chance it's a him.
Yeah.
Because I don't think women would be that sophomoric to send in a text like that. So I'm just my money
off all women.
And if you're 2%, it's 2% doing
compliment.
That, then I right, it's a compliment.
Good.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. But that's what a 13-year-old boy would send in, you know, masquerading himself in a 50-year-old man's body. I would know because I would send a text
exactly.
like that. I'm speaking from experience.
Or a very immature 50-year-old.
Home inspector.
Oh, here we go. What was that, Mike? Want to say that louder?
I wonder if he's a home inspector.
Okay, 312-981-7200. I'm turning your mic off. 312-981-7200. MicroPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Coming up next, Mike Houston, the man of the year of the home inspector industry. Coming up next from Lindholm Roofing.